We probably have all had the experience of discovering a writer or filmmaker or actor serendipitously, some under-heralded artist whose work we happen to come across. And then, smitten, we try to find out more about our new crush, digging into their life history. Judith Kampfner recently had exactly that experience.
A sultry summer afternoon. I stroll into my local Brooklyn CD store, Music Matters. I ask the owner, Jason, for some unusual blues. I'm not an expert on any one kind of music. I like suggestions. And decisively, Jason picks out a CD with a fuzzy black and white photo of a shrouded man in African garb on the cover, the legendary Marvin Pontiac's Greatest Hits. And he puts on the first track, I'm a Doggy.
I got a bone for you. I got a bone for you. I've got a little bone for you.
The quality of the artist himself is described to me. I wasn't that familiar with him, but one of the customers had turned me on to him, said it was a folk blues guy that did some really interesting stuff. That was living in a insane asylum up until the time of his death. How he got there, I wasn't sure. And his religion prevented him from being photographed. There wasn't a lot of information on him. Just in general, it was kind of secretive, and that he had gotten killed by a bus, but this recording happened to be left over, and I had listened to the album through one of my customers, and it was fantastic, so it just kind of struck me as something that he might be interested in.
The album, which came out last year, is very, very good, and wonderfully weird. Marvin's tapes have songs about alien abductions and surreal head trips.
I met a little man, he said his name was Al. He comes from outer space, he gave me ginger ale.
The independent record label Strange and Beautiful Music has a short bio of Marvin Pontiac on their website. His father was African and his mother was Jewish and institutionalized when the boy was 4. I call the company excited and explain it's for a story on art and the insane. They answer some questions, but they sound uneasy. Then a few days later, I get an embarrassed call to say that Marvin Pontiac is made up. He's John Lurie, the creator of the downtown art house band, The Lounge Lizards. I so wanted to believe in the sad story of this raw, troubled musician. John Lurie agrees to an interview. He says he's never talked about the making of Marvin before.
I had never intended to release this under my own name. I had always intended on making some kind of name up, one I can't really sing. I'm not comfortable with it. Two, it was from a weird part of my brain that I was working from, and so I needed a character to base it on. And I needed a mask. It was very thinly veiled, actually. So, were you upset when you found out that it wasn't true?
I was very upset.
You were?
When I found out that this person was a fiction,
yeah,
it sort of dulled the emotional impact of the music for me.
Why?
Because I felt somehow he was a fraud, and I really liked the idea of the sort of naivety of him,
mm-hmm,
and the feeling that maybe he was going through some kind of psychiatric trauma, and the idea of sort of childlike...
I'm sorry you were betrayed. I can't help. I set up this situation where I can understand how you got betrayed. I did something that sort of set you up and tripped you and upset you, and that I apologize for that, and to anybody who was fooled. And for that, maybe I was wrong, I'm not sure. But as far as thinking it's phony or fake, it just isn't. It's music. The story that's attached to the music is, I think, of little consequence. It's the music is what is the end all, the bottom line of the whole thing, so it really doesn't matter what psyche this music came out of.
This is a story about a place very, very, very far away from here, where tiny little farmers live with their families.
When you wrote the biography, did you have real fun with it? Did it come very easily to you? He rode on a bicycle naked.
Well, that I did for real. So that I did for real, but I wasn't actually arrested. It sort of mirrors me vaguely, a bunch of it.
So many musicians are really afflicted. Why do you have to make one up?
Well, look, time out. Where is Marvin afflicted other than in the lyrics, the vocals, and in the music?
But you wouldn't really say, in my brain there's a little hole where the hungry monkeys go.
Those lyrics are my lyrics, and they are from me.
In my brain there's a little hole.
At first I was angry that Lurie was impersonating the insane, but now I know the story is much more complicated than that. I can see now that he wanted to act out some crazier part of himself and have a character link it all. Lurie himself, though, was worried about an entirely different kind of attack.
I was worried about the racial thing, where it's like, you know, so I'm white and I'm putting out this record as this guy who's half African and half Jewish, and before I put it out, I sent it to about 15 different African friends of mine, and nobody had the slightest bit of problem with it. It was sent to this guy at The Voice, and he was going to do this big 4-page article in The Voice about Marvin Pontiac, and then he was told by the publicist that it was me, because my publicist in the middle chickened out and started telling everybody it was me without my permission to do so. So he let the hoax, he let it out of the bag. Anyways, this guy was going to then do a slam piece on me saying that, you know, I'd done the cover, it was in blackface, and how, you know, how objectionable this is. And it's like, my point to him was, look, Village Voice has not written about me or my music in 17 years, and now you get this album that you believe to be an insane African guy who dies in a mental hospital, and you're going to do a 4-page story about it. Who's the racist here? It certainly isn't me.
Was it created with the aim of being a commercial product?
I mean, you know what? If I put it out as a John Lurie record, it probably would have sold much better, you know? But I had to do it like that.
Could you just end by saying, can you sort of like say a phrase like, I would guarantee like a kind of good housekeeping seal of approval that this Marvin Pontiac CD very much comes from me, John Lurie's sensibility?
Oh, you just said it. But this Marvin Pontiac CD does very much, absolutely. And in a very real way comes from my sensibility. There's nothing manufactured fine. Is that okay?
Yeah, thanks very much. For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.